Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Combined Commanders Conference at Indian Army's Eastern Command Headquarters in Kolkata today. Prime Minister to launch several development projects worth more than 40,000 crore rupees at Purnia in Bihar this afternoon. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh approves Defence Procurement Manual 2025 to fast-track procurement and support domestic industry. Leaders of Arab Islamic countries to hold emergency meeting today in response to Israel's recent strikes in Qatar. And in cricket, India thrashed Pakistan by 7 wickets in Asia Cup at Dubai. Skipper Surya Kumar Yadav dedicates the victory to the Indian Armed Forces. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Combined Commanders Conference at the Indian Army's Eastern Command Headquarters, Vijay Durg, in Kolkata today. The conference will continue till the 17th of September. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will also be present in the event. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Kolkata on Sunday evening and spent the night at Raj Bhavan in Kolkata. Technological advancements, coordination among the three branches of the armed forces, modernization and other aspects will be discussed in the backdrop of the present political situation of the world in the three-day-long Combined Commanders Conference in Kolkata. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch several development projects worth more than 40,000 crore rupees at Purnia district in poll-bound state of Bihar today. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a public meeting at Sisabari in Purnia and inaugurate several developmental projects for the state. The Prime Minister will launch flight services from the newly constructed Purnia Airport. He will also inaugurate the National Makhana Board, which will benefit the makhana producing farmers from the region. The Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for railway projects worth more than 6,000 crore rupees in Bihar. He will also lay the foundation stone of railway line between Vikramsila and Kataria to be built at a cost of around 2200 crore rupees, providing direct rail connectivity across the Ganga River. Mr. Modi will flag off a new Vande Bharat Express between Danapur and Jogbani and also inaugurate 2 Amrit Bharat trains. To promote self-reliance in Bihar's power sector, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of the 2400 megawatt Pirpanti thermal power project, which will involve a private sector investment of 25,000 crore rupees. In addition, he will lay the foundation stone for the first phase of the Kosi-Mechi River linking project, which will greatly help in flood control and enhancing irrigation facilities. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Purnia.
Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India will become a nation of $30 trillion economy by 2047. Mr. Goyal said this during an interactive session at the annual conclave of a private media organization in New Delhi yesterday, stressing on inflation being in control under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership. The minister said that cost controlling was the government's priority when it came to power in 2014. Mr. Goyal said that the Reserve Bank of India was mandated to continuously monitor India's fiscal and monetary policy. The minister also highlighted government's effort to support micro, small and medium enterprises or MSMEs. He underlined the next generation GST reforms have reduced hassle and simplified the taxation system.
हमने टीम्स डिस्पैच किए हैं देश भर में टू एंश्योर के जीएसटी बेनिफिट पास ऑन हो हमने अपील भी किया है इंडस्ट्री और इंडस्ट्री एसोसिएशंस के माध्यम से अलग अलग सेक्टर कमिट कर रहे हैं कि हम पूरा जीएसटी पास ऑन तो हम सब मिलके इसको सुनिश्चित करेंगे.
On this Independence Day, from the ramparts of the Red Fort, Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the next generation of GST reforms. The Prime Minister's vision of creating a more efficient and citizen-friendly economy was realized as the GST Council on 3rd of September approved rates rationalization with a focus on the common man. The Council has simplified the indirect tax system into a two-tier structure of 5% and 18% from a four-tier structure of 5, 12, 18 and 28%. These reforms have reduced tax rates in many sectors, easing the life of citizens. Today, we look at the reforms undertaken for medical devices and medicines such as Ayurveda, Unani and homeopathy, which will come into effect from the 22nd of this month.
The GST Council on 3rd of this month announced a series of next-generation GST reforms, providing a big relief to the common man through the significant tax reduction in the healthcare sector. The Council has reduced the tax rate from 12% to 5% on various medicines related to Ayurveda, Unani and homeopathy. Also, the new GST rates on devices for medical, dental and veterinary needs have been brought down to 5% from earlier 18%. Additionally, tax rate on medical-grade oxygen has been slashed down from 12% to 5%. The reduction of GST on medicines is expected to ease the burden on hospitals, which will benefit patients, especially families with low income. The new rates on medical devices will support domestic manufacturing in the pharma and medical equipment sectors, making healthcare more accessible. With Dilnashi Arzu, Drishti for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has approved the Defence Procurement Manual 2025 to expedite revenue procurement for the services, enable the domestic industry through simplified processes, promote innovation and support enterprise. In a statement, the Defence Ministry said that the revised document will cater to the emerging requirements of the armed forces in the era of modern warfare. It will foster jointness among the three services and help in maintaining the highest level of military preparedness through expeditious decision-making. The Supreme Court will pronounce its interim order today regarding the power to denotify properties declared as waqf by courts, waqf by user or waqf by deed. This issue arose during the hearing of pleas challenging the validity of the Waqf Amendment Act 2025. A bench comprising Chief Justice B.R. Gawai and Justice Augustine George Massey had reserved the order on 22nd of May after marathon arguments over 3 days, starting on 20th of May. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has positively transformed our environment and biodiversity. A report.
From the whisper of ancient Vedic wisdom, the earth is our mother and we are her children. India's journey towards environmental harmony unfolds as a living tapestry. Over the last 11 years, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, this ancient wisdom has been turned into strong and practical action.
हमारे लिए एनवायरनमेंट ये आर्टिकल ऑफ फेथ है पूरे सृष्टि को चलाने के लिए मिल्किंग ऑफ नेचर तक तो चल सकता है लेकिन एक्सप्लॉइटेशन ऑफ नेचर नहीं चल सकता
फ्रॉम प्रोजेक्ट टाइगर एंड प्रोजेक्ट लायन टू द एंबिशियस प्रोजेक्ट चीता द नेशन हैज स्ट्रेंथेंड हैबिटेट्स एंड रिस्टोर्ड स्पीसीज वंस थॉट लॉस्ट Today, India hosts the largest wild tiger population in the world. Asiatic lion population has risen to 891, marking a significant 70% rise in their population during the last decade, while cheetahs returned to the country after 7 decades, giving birth to new cubs on Indian soil as part of the pioneering Project Cheetah.
भारत की धरती पर चीता लौट आए हैं और इन चीतों के साथ ही भारत की प्रकृति प्रेमी चेतना भी पूरी शक्ति से जागृत हो उठी है
Our wetlands, often called the Earth's kidneys, are also receiving renewed attention. India now has 91 Ramsar sites, the highest in Asia, safeguarding migratory birds and fragile ecosystems. On the ground, The Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam campaign has seen over 142 crore trees planted, weaving ecology with emotion. Meanwhile, forest cover has steadily expanded, adding to India's natural carbon sink. Through clear policies, public participation, the government, under Prime Minister Narendra Modi, is working to build a greener, healthier and more secure future for everyone.
From September 15th to 2nd of October, Akashvani is celebrating Seva Parv. tune into a special series of programs showcasing the key achievements of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government. Listen to the first episode tonight at 7:10 p.m. on 100.1 MHz FM Gold. Repeat broadcasts will be aired on 11:10 p.m. on September 16th and 17th. All episodes will also be available on Akashvani's official social media platforms.
Leaders from Arab Islamic nations are meeting today to discuss a possible joint response to Israel's recent strike in Doha that killed six people, including five Hamas members and a Qatari security officer. Among the leaders attending will be Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian and Iraqi Prime Minister Mohammad Shia al-Sudani. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan will also be in Doha, but his presence at the meeting is yet to be confirmed. And in sports, India cruised to a 7-wicket victory over Pakistan in their Asia Cup Group A clash at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium last night, extending their unbeaten run and moving closer to a Super 4 berth. Pakistan, opting to bat first after winning the toss, crumbled to a meagre 126 all out in 19.3 overs. We have a report.
In his post-match remarks, Captain Suryakumar Yadav dedicated the victory to India's armed forces, referencing the Pahalgam terror attack. He said the team stood with the victims' families and expressed solidarity with the military personnel engaged in the operations. Let's hear from the Indian captain.
We actually stand with all the victims of Pahalgam terror attack, and we stand with their families also, express our solidarity. Also, we dedicate this win to our brave armed forces who took part in Operation Sindoor.
The win followed India's dominant performance against the UAE, where they bowled out the host for just 57 runs. With the spot in the Super 4 nearly secure, India aimed to maintain their momentum and fine-tune their combinations ahead of the knockout stages. The next match is against Hong Kong on September 16th at the Dubai International Stadium. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
The Indian women's hockey team put up a spirited performance in the Women's Asia Cup 2025 in Hangzhou, finishing with a proud silver medal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated the Indian women's hockey team on securing a silver medal. In a social media post, the Prime Minister lauded the team's performance, saying that their determination and team spirit are simply outstanding. He said that the Indian women's hockey team has made the nation proud. India's Anand Kumar Velkumar made history by winning country's first ever senior medal at the Speed Skating World Championships, claiming bronze in the 500 meters plus D sprint. The achievement comes just weeks after he won another bronze in the 1000 meter sprint at the World Games in Chengdu, China, also a first for India. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Anuja. In an effort to advance the recent improvement in their ties, Hindustan Times writes about New Delhi and Washington planning a high-level meeting. Jaishankar and Rubio could meet on UNGA sidelines. The Economic Times says the International Finance Corporation plans to double down on India investments in next 5 years. The Pioneer cites about a first-of-its-kind test under the headline, Testing the Best, Baghpat Police conducts exam to assess cop skill, titled Bodhik Kshamta Pariksha. The Hindu refers to the latest sample registration system statistical report, which notes West Bengal has the highest proportion of females getting married before the age of 18. And finally, the Tribune on its front page writes about two Haryana districts celebrating their daughters who delivered sporting glory for the nation by bringing two golds at the World Boxing Championship. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Renu. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Combined Commanders Conference at Indian Army's Eastern Command Headquarters in Kolkata today. Prime Minister to launch several development projects worth more than 40,000 crore rupees at Purnia in Bihar this afternoon. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh approves Defence Procurement Manual 2025 to fast-track procurement and support domestic industry. Leaders of Arab Islamic countries to hold emergency meeting today in response to Israel's recent strikes in Qatar. And in cricket, India thrashed Pakistan by 7 wickets in Asia Cup at Dubai. Skipper Suryakumar Yadav dedicates the victory to Indian armed forces. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.